What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Hello, everyone. My name is Stefan Verstappen, and I'm honored to be sitting in for the great, the legendary, Michael Rivero. Mike will be back as soon as he can. He's working on his website. He has a problem with the PHP integrating with his web host, and I know that problem because I have the same problem with my website. So I'm going to have to go through what Mike does, which is reinstall the entire website and create another version of it. And yeah, that is a lot of work. And yeah, we'll easily take a week, maybe 2 weeks before Mike is back. I am broadcasting from the communist gulag, formerly known as Canada. Today is Friday, April 1st. And as Mike always says, thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Sitting in with me is producer Mike, who will be here to help me if I should trip over my tongue or if I have another one of those acid flashbacks and I start talking to the fairies again. Speaking of acid, LSD plays a role in why I became a truth teller. So I'm going to have to take you back to 1975. I'm in middle school. I think I was about 15 or so. And in those days, marijuana was illegal. And so to purchase marijuana, I would go downtown to the University of Toronto campus to what was then called Rochdale College. And I would buy marijuana from the college students. One time while I was there, one of the college students told me about a conspiracy theory. He said that the CIA was in Canada doing mind control experiments on housewives using massive doses of LSD. Well, I thought this was the most ridiculous thing I ever heard. I was just 15 at the time. I wasn't really into conspiracy theories, although I did understand that JFK wasn't murdered by, what's his name? I knew that was a conspiracy. But I hadn't really, you know, we didn't know about conspiracies in those days. There was no internet, and those kind of books were not available in the library. You'd have to order them, through the mail order system, and you'd have to find out about them through some sort of, you know, newspaper, underground newspaper. So we didn't know anything about conspiracy theories. So when I heard that the CIA was in Canada experimenting on housewives using LSD for mind control experiments, I thought this was the most ridiculous thing I ever heard, and I paid it no attention. Well, fast forward 10 years. It's now 1984, 1983, and a story comes out in the mainstream media. It was a television program called W5, which was the Canadian equivalent to 60 Minutes. So it was, you know, a reputable. In those days, we thought these news sources were reputable. Of course, we know better now. But they came out with a story about a Dr. Ewan Cameron. Ewan Cameron was a psychiatrist at the prestigious medical university, McGill University, in Montreal. And it turned out that he was conducting illegal medical experiments on housewives. So what happened was, if a woman, and typically these were just middle-class housewives, if they went to their doctor complaining of, say, depression or anxiety or fatigue, that doctor would recommend her to the university medical clinic at McGill. And there she would come into the clutches of Ewan Cameron. What he did to these women was inhuman. He put them into a drug-induced coma for up to 3 months at a time. Then he subjected them to high-voltage electrovolt treatments that three times a day, that literally fried their brains. Then he injected them with high doses of LSD. Now, back in the 70s, I took my fair share of LSD. And I can tell you, if I was given an overdose of this chemical, you would lose your mind. It is a powerful drug. In small quantities, it's interesting. But if you were to be overdosed on this stuff, you would literally be in hell. You would lose your mind. And I can't think of a more terrifying experience these women must have gone through. So, and then after that, he would clamp a helmet to their heads, and this helmet would broadcast, repeat thousands and thousands of times, a recording in what Ewan Cameron called psychic driving. Recordings such as "Your mother hates you" would be played 50,000 times a day while these women were in a coma on LSD being subjected to electroshock therapy. And all of this was with the knowledge and consent of the Canadian government, of the Psychiatric Association, of the medical school. They all knew about it. This kind of treatment, what these women went through, is worse than something you would see in a horror movie. And it was all true. So after that came out, after that story came out, I never automatically dismissed any conspiracy theory. And the reason I say this to you is because myself and many other people have been trying to warn our fellow citizens, warn our families and friends, and as the expression goes, wake them up to what is happening now and the dangers we are facing. And the usual response from these people are, well, the government would never do something that evil. Well, yes, they would. They would do something that evil. They did do something that evil. And they've been committing crimes against humanity on the population of all our countries for at least 50 years and even longer when you go back through the historical records to find out what our governments did to us. They are perfectly capable of inhuman crimes against their own citizens. And the story of this conspiracy theory, which I thought was so outrageous it couldn't possibly be true, it was true. The other thing I learned from this is that there is a force, there is a power behind the governments that is united in doing evil, so that the Canadian government is in cahoots with the American government, with the CIA, and they are in cahoots with the medical association. You see, Ewan Cameron was never held accountable for his crimes. He published his experiments in the medical journals of his day. Now, this was in the 50s and 60s. These were the good old days. This was going on behind the scenes during Harriet and Ozzy and Leave It to Beaver and Andy Griffin show, you know, the middle class, virtuous, honest, hardworking country that we were in those days, We thought things were good. We thought the government was not capable of doing some of this, any of this, and yet they were doing it. And he had published his experiments in the local medical journals. And not only did no one confront him about the immoral nature of his experiments, he was voted to be president of the Canadian American Psychiatric Foundation. He was rewarded for his evil. So, well, since then, I don't trust government. I don't trust that there is a separation between the evil the American government does and the evil that the supposedly good Canadian government does, because they are all controlled by a third force, a third influence, an influence of absolute evil. I also don't trust the medical profession. If all these medical doctors could read about these experiments, the absolute inhuman horror that this guy committed on innocent housewives, and they never objected, they never confronted him, and instead they awarded him, they voted him to be the president of their association. Well, I'm sorry, I have no respect for the medical profession anymore. And as we have seen these last 2 years, we cannot trust the medical profession. I don't trust them, and neither should you. And so that is how I came to belong to the truth movement. And since then, if I hear a conspiracy theory, no matter how outrageous or how unlikely, I will research it. I will look into it. I'm not going to dismiss it saying, oh, no, the government wouldn't do that. That's too evil. No, there is no evil great enough that the government would not commit it against you. And so that's how I became a truth teller. Now, to talk a little bit about myself, and those of you who know me, and most of the listeners out there, you guys don't know me, I know. I've never been on whatreallyhappened.com. I've been a fan of Mike for many years. I've been listening into his radio shows religiously for at least 20 years. But you probably have never heard of me before. I do a lot of guest appearances on other podcasts. I've been on the Jeff Rentz show and Caravan to Midnight and those types of shows. But I've never been a host either, so this is a little bit difficult for me to do. I'm just winging it, so to speak. So, but I'd like to tell you about the road that led me here today. And it started off when I was 12 years old. You see, I am now 65. I was born in 1957. And so I was a child, or I was a kid, in the 1960s. And I was a teenager in the 1970s. And in the 60s and 70s, we were inundated with fear porn. We were constantly reminded that we were on the verge of a nuclear apocalypse. There were movies and the Twilight Zone and numerous TV, made-for-TV movies. And, you know, the theory was that, you know, at any moment, we could see a nuclear war. I was about 5 years old when the Cuban Missile Crisis occurred. And that was something that all the neighbors in my neighborhood talked about for years. As a matter of fact, when my parents bought the first house in a new subdivision, you were given options. Do you want a garage, a second car garage? Do you want a porch? Or do you want a fallout shelter? That's how prominent it was in the common psyche of the time that you could buy a new house and have a fallout shelter underneath the backyard because we thought we were going to go into the Third World War and it was going to be a nuclear catastrophe. So when I was 12, I decided to become a survivalist and a prepper. So the first thing I did was I joined the Outward Bound group. Now, it's the Outward Bound group, it's not very popular anymore. I know they still run courses or they still run programs, but it's hard to find them, and not very many people are aware of their existence. But it was a marvelous program. It's what made me who I am today, because what they did was three times a year for a week, they would take you up north here in Canada. When you want to go to the wilderness, you go up north to a Boy Scout camp, and there they taught you numerous wilderness and survival skills. They taught you how to build shelters, how to make a fire. They taught you archery, how to shoot a rifle, how to rappel down a cliff, how to explore a cave, how to canoe and perform a canoe over canoe rescue, how to hike, how to camp. And once a week or once a month, they would take you on a day trip to one of the local conservation areas. And again, they taught you wilderness skills such as orienteering and tracking. And I did that for 3 years. It was marvelous. And, you know, I've always been an advocate of that kind of a program. Get the kids outside, get them in the woods, teach them some real wilderness survival skills. I learned so much that by the time I was 15, I was soloing into the woods by myself, going on, you know, week-long canoe trips into Algonquin Park. And a few years later, I became an instructor for the Toronto Boys Home for their Outward Bound program. So I taught the program for a number of years. So, good. I learned how to survive in the woods. The next thing I did was I became interested in martial arts. I started again at the age of 12. I took judo at first, and then a little bit of karate, and then I went to taekwondo. And then I went down to Chinatown in Toronto, and I studied at kung fu clubs in Chinatown. And then after 5 years of doing that, I moved to China to study kung fu in Hong Kong and in Taiwan and in Thailand and in mainland China and in Korea. I spent 4 years in the Far East learning martial arts. And then when I came back, I taught martial arts, and I have been teaching martial arts ever since. So that's 40 years. The next thing I delved into was there is a tradition in martial arts that kung fu masters were also medical doctors. I know it sounds a little bit strange. You know? It sounds like they're opposites of the same pole. On the one hand, you're learning how to inflict damage on the human body, and on the other hand, you're trying to heal people. But it's actually a very ancient tradition in China. Both of my kung fu masters, Master Chan Hong Chong in Hong Kong and Master Zai Jian Ru in Taipei, were both Chinese medical doctors. And so I tried to learn as much as I could from them. But I also joined St. John Ambulance, and I became an instructor for St. John Ambulance. Now, St. John Ambulance is the Canadian or British Commonwealth equivalent to the Red Cross. And it was great teaching for them, because not only did I hone my skills in, and we'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
Oh, I might have lost you there, Stefan. Not getting anything from you.
Yes.
There you go. I got you back. Go ahead.
Oh, are we on?
You're on the air.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. Sorry about that. Like I said, it's my first time doing this, and so I'm liable to trip up a few times. Anyways, picking up where we left off, and, you know, so I became a survivalist. I learned emergency medical skills, always a good thing to have, especially if you're a prepper and a survivalist. And I always advise everyone to take a first aid course. I worked for St. John Ambulance and the Red Cross. I also participated in a number of disaster simulation drills. You might have seen these in the local newspaper where they close down the, say, downtown section of your small town, and we have a bunch of volunteers go out there and pretend that they are injured. We sprinkle a lot of fake blood around, and we do a lot of makeup to replicate injuries and burns, and then we coordinate with the fire department and the ambulance service and the voluntary first aid services people to go into the situation, do triage, treat the injuries, and reduce the hazards within the environment. I won a couple of awards for that, one from St. John Ambulance and one from the mayor for my participation in handling, you know, disaster simulation drills. And so I'm prepared to handle, you know, whatever is coming down the pipe. I've got those kind of skills. Also, the martial arts is a very good skill to have, because if we are looking at a SHT situation, SHTF situation, and a complete breakdown of law and order, knowing how to defend yourself is a useful skill. So those are all useful skills. And not only did I learn those skills, I taught those skills for many, many years. I was just listening to Roger's show from yesterday afternoon, and I couldn't agree with Roger more. Not Roger Moore. I could not agree more with Roger when he says that you need to learn, but don't learn unless you're willing to teach. And so that is what I've been trying to do for the last 40 years, is teach these skills so that we can all better survive what is coming. So this brings me to my first book, The 36 Strategies of Ancient China, which is a book on military strategies and tactics. It's in the same category as the infamous book by Sun Tzu, or Sun Tzu, The Art of War. And it's a little bit more ruthless than The Art of War. These are stories taken from throughout the last 3,000 years of history of various medical military strategies and tactics that have been used in the past. The reason I wrote this book is because I want to teach people how to be cunning. One thing I've learned is that the people that rule this world are ruthless, vicious, and extremely cunning. And if you cannot understand what ruthless and cunning is, you will be a victim. You need to understand how these people operate. It's like Sun Tzu says in his book, The Art of War, number one rule for the general is know your enemy. And our enemy are the people, the rulers, the invisible hand that run things. And these people are ruthless and cunning and vicious. And if you don't understand that, you are at a distinct disadvantage. Now, in order to write this book, I researched 3,000 years worth of military history. Excuse me, COVID. 3,000 years worth of military history, battles, strategies, tactics, what, you know, emperors and shoguns and kings, how they behaved. And when you do that kind of research, two things came through to me. Number one is that history is cyclical. Now, Mark Twain said that history does not repeat itself, but rather it rhymes. And Mark Twain, one of my favorite writers, is absolutely correct in that. There is a cycle to history. When you read enough of it and you see the same patterns repeat over and over and over again, then you can see that, yeah, there is some truth to that saying. Now, years earlier, when I was still living in Taipei, I read a book that I wouldn't normally read. But in those days, any book in English we read, because there was very few English books available to us in Taiwan. And of course, there was no English TV show, so we weren't spending any time in front of the YouTube, the boob tube. And one book I read was...
Hey, you might want to hold on to that, Stefan. We'll be back in about 3 minutes.
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Hi, and welcome back, everybody. So just to continue quickly, let me run through this. I read a book about historical cycles written by an Indian philosopher called P. Sarkar, I believe his name is. And it intrigued me because when I was a teenager, I read the book, Foundation Trilogy by Isaac Asimov. And the basic premise of that book was that in a future society, a historian was able to crack the code, so to speak, of historical cycles. And using this code, he could predict the future. Oh, yeah, I wanted to know about that. I'd love to be able to predict the future. And by studying history, to a certain degree, you can predict the future. So after my first book, I wrote an essay called Historical Cycles, Are We Doomed to Repeat the Past? And that essay was published in Gerald Celente's The Trends Journal. And it was even covered on Alex Jones' InfoWars in one of their episodes. And I made a video. You can go to YouTube, you know, search for Historical Cycles, Are We Doomed to Repeat the Past? And that explains clearly and easily the four-stage cycle of
civilization, the rise, the maturity, the corruption, and then the final collapse into chaos that all civilizations go through. So I knew what was coming. I could predict it. And I don't know why. I've been cursed with an altruism where I really feel that I need to try and help the world. I mean, it's rather egotistical to think I could do anything to make the world a better place. But I have always sought to do so, whether I succeed or whether I fail. That doesn't matter, because I think it is the duty of all of us to try to make the world a better place. Leave it better than you found it is my motto for that. And so I'm trying to now devise ways that I can save and help and improve the lives of my fellow man. So the next book I wrote was the book, The Art of Urban Survival. Now, I said there were two things I learned researching all this history, all this military history. One is how ruthless and cunning these people are. But the second thing I learned is there are certain personality types. And this brought me into the research and study of psychopaths. And the first chapter of my book, The Art of Urban Survival, is called Defense Against the Psychopath. And I made a 45-minute documentary on that chapter. And again, if you search on YouTube for Defense Against the Psychopath, you will find it. It's by far, yes, I would like calls. It is by far my most popular video. I think I haven't checked it in about a year, but last time I checked it, it was well over 500,000 views. And so the first chapter of my book, The Art of Urban Survival, is about psychopath, defense against the psychopath. Now, the reason for that is if you don't understand the psychology of these creatures, these entities, you won't understand what's happening to us now or why it's happening. Again, a lot of the times when I'm trying to wake people up, they would say, well, no, the government can't do anything that evil, or people aren't that evil. No, they are that evil. They're called psychopaths. They live to see people suffer. They live to do evil. That's what they are. Now, here's the scary thing about psychopaths, is that every society eventually will become dominated by psychopaths. Every hierarchical organization. This is where the pyramid comes in. A pyramid is a hierarchical structure where the person at the top gets to control millions at the bottom. And these structures attract psychopaths. And because psychopaths are so ruthless and so cunning, they will always find their way to the top positions of all of these organizations. So after 50 to 100 years, your entire government will be infiltrated by solely psychopaths. All your presidents, all your mayors, all your governors, all your police chiefs, they're all psychopaths. They're evil people that like to do evil. If you don't understand that, you'll wonder, why are they doing this? How could they do something like... No, you have to understand what they're all about. And they will eventually control everything. They'll control the medical industry. They'll control the educational industry. They'll control the central banks. They'll control large corporations, because they always get in, because they will weed out any honorable, virtuous candidates for those positions, because they're that ruthless. They're that cunning. So I've done hundreds of interviews, talking about psychopaths, warning people, trying to educate them. This is what we are dealing with. We're dealing with psychopaths. Now, the rest of my book, The Art of Urban Survival, is a prophecy based on what I'd learned about historical cycles. I structured the book to deal with all the things we will eventually deal with during this fourth stage of our society, the collapse stage of our civilization. And this is what you're going to deal with. And that's why I led with the psychopath, the chapter on psychopaths, because they're everywhere now. The next thing I covered is, in the book, crime and violence. That's what happens when civilizations begin to deteriorate. You will see a sharp increase in crime and violence. So the second chapter is all about how to prevent crime, how to protect yourself, how to be safe, and even some defense techniques, and even some improvised weapon techniques, and what to do if you're being stalked or kidnapped or being assaulted or in a car accident. All these things, all these ways of protecting yourself from crime is in the second chapter. And look around us. We see the crime statistics going through the roof. Through the roof. After that, the book deals with natural disasters. Now, for some reason, and it may be spiritual or godlike, but during the collapse phase of society, there is always an increase in natural disasters. So look around. Look at what we see now. We see the droughts. Look at Australia that's going through unprecedented amounts of flooding. We will also see, we saw last year, flooding and droughts and tornadoes and hurricanes. And this is what happens during the collapse phase of society. So that chapter deals with how to be prepared for it, how to make a bug out kit, how to, the tools and equipment and the medical kits you would need to have handy. And again, I've done numerous videos and numerous talks on about getting prepared. It's essential. You need to be prepared. It's going down. And even if you don't believe that it's going to be a complete collapse, you still need to be prepared for these natural disasters. And so if you're prepared for a natural disaster, you'll be prepared for a man-made disaster, which is the third chapter, man-made disasters. And in this chapter, I talk about blackouts, riots, chemical attack, biological attack, nuclear attack, martial law, and war. And again, have my predictions come true? Do we see that around us now? Do we see the riots? Do we see martial law? We've certainly seen it here in Canada. Do we see biological attacks? Of course we do. This is what happens during the collapse phase of society. And so that was my book, The Art of Urban Survival. The book I wrote after that is The Master's Guide to the Way of the Warrior. Again, I put this book out there because I'm trying to help people. What I realized with my first book is that I can give you all the information, how to prevent crime, how to be safe, how to be street smart, very important to be street smart, how to prepare for natural disasters, and what to do in cases of martial law or pandemics or biological disasters. But there's a problem. We don't have enough real men. You see, we have been subjected to at least 50 years worth of programming to emasculate men, You've heard the term toxic masculinity. Well, that's to shame men for being men. And unless you become a warrior, and that is the point of this book, it's trying to teach you, I'm trying to teach you, how to become a warrior. And it's not just about fighting. It's not just about, you know, hand-to-hand combat. Yes, you need to learn hand-to-hand combat. You also need to learn how to handle a firearm. I urge everyone to get training in firearms and hand-to-hand combat. But it's more the philosophy and the attitude, the state of mind you need to survive what's coming. It's going to be ugly, people. It's going to be really ugly. And unless you are strong, spiritually strong, emotionally strong, and physically strong, you will be a victim, and your chances of survival will drop. And so that was the point of my book, The Master's Guide to the Way of the Warrior. It goes into the philosophy of the warrior way. I talk about shamanism. I talk about stoicism, there's numerous techniques and exercise, how to overcome fear, how to deal with pain, how to stay strong in the face of overwhelming danger, and how to protect others and yourself. These are the traditional values of a warrior, and we need to be warriors. And that was the point of my book, the Master's Guide to the Way of the Warrior. And so it looks like we're ready for calls. So that is the road that has led me here. So where are we? Where are we? Where we are now, folks, and, you know, I don't like fear porn. I always try to stay positive. And ultimately, what I'm trying to teach you is positive, because if you follow some of my advice, you will survive. You will survive where most will fail. But the thing is, we are at a point in history now, a crucial turning point in history. I don't think there has ever been a situation that we face today has ever occurred in the past. We are, put it bluntly, in a war against pure evil. You have to take a side now, folks. There is no sitting on the sidelines. You either do something to fight for virtue and honor and goodness and freedom, or you're on the side of the enemy. You can't just say, oh, I wash my hands of this. I'm going to sit back and watch it. If you're sitting back and watching it, you're on the side of evil. I'm just saying it the way it is. You have got to do something. Everybody listening has to get on board, because if we lose this battle against the evil forces, against the psychopaths, and against whatever supernatural, interdimensional, intergalactic forces that are behind this, and my mind is not made up on any of those, but there is something truly unusually evil about what's going on right now. And if we lose this war, we are looking at a 1,000-year dark age. We are looking at endless misery and suffering and tyranny and slavery. You know, I sit and I do my work at my desk, and I look out my window, and I can see, you know, the surrounding neighborhood. And every morning at 10 minutes to 9 o'clock, all the parents are taking their children to school, to the elementary school nearby. And I watch those kids. I don't have children myself, but I love kids. I've always been really good with kids. I used to teach kids. And they're so cute, and they're so innocent. And it hurts me to think what kind of lives they are going to be living. their lives are already over. They will not experience what I experienced as a child. They will only experience tyranny and cruelty. And we can't let that happen. I mean, they're not my kids, but look, we're here for a purpose, people. And that purpose is not to watch Netflix and eat McDonald's. That's not our purpose on this planet. Our purpose on this planet is to grow our souls. And the way we grow a soul is by virtue and honor. And we'll be right back. And we'll take your calls when we come back.
Yeah, folks, if you want to call in, the number is 512-248-8252. We'll take some calls for Stefan. Thanks, Stefan. We'll be back at 3, guys.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight 4 of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one-world goons. Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
And welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for continuing to listen in. We've got about 5 minutes before the top of the hour, and when we come back, I'll be taking your calls, which is something I'm more comfortable with. So if you have a question for me and on anything that I've discussed today, current events, you can call in at 512-248-8252. 952. So the last thing I want to talk about before we leave for the break and come back with the phone call, with the questions and the callers, is that we're losing this war, folks. I am racking my brains on how we can fight these people. And as you know, or as I mentioned, I'm up here in Canada. I was out on the side of the road by the highway, waving and welcoming the Freedom Convoy, the trucker convoy that went to Ottawa. And I can tell you the people that were out there. Now, I live in a small town, mostly Mennonites and some Amish, and these were good people. They were husbands and wives and grandparents and children and toddlers. And then to hear the Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, turn around and call us all Nazis and racists. And then he unleashed the goons, the jackboots, and they clamped down on the protesters. And then a further insult is to confiscate and close down their bank accounts. This is the true face of the people we are dealing with. Look what they did. These were honest to God, salt of the earth, middle class, blue collar farmers and families that just wanted to be left alone. And the psychopath in chief, Justin Trudeau, came down on them like a bunch of bricks. And did anything change? Did they withdraw the mandates? Did they even talk to the truckers? No, they did none of that. And that tells you, these people are not going to stop. You are going to get the chip. You are going to lose your cash. You're going to lose your house and your car, and they're going to take your children. They are not going to stop. And what are you going to do about it? Protest? It doesn't work. Sign petitions? It doesn't work. Vote them out of office? We've seen how well that worked at the last election. None of these things work. And if anybody's thinking that we're going to go get our firearms and start shooting at them, that's the surest way to get killed. That's not going to work. So we are losing this war. The only thing I can say, the only thing I can tell you, the only advice I have is to save yourself and your community. And that means you got to prep. You got to get ready. You need 6 months to a year's supply of food. They already told you they're going to starve you. You need to get medical equipment, stockpile your medicines. And because we already know the hospitals aren't going to be available, they're already a disaster. Get ready, folks. Get prepped. Store food, water, and medicines. And I'm ready to take your questions when we come back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.